Here's a couple of big names I found from the era. The Shadbolts, of course, moved to Burnaby in the 50s.
I talked to him quite a bit.
Yeah. Did you think he had an influence in the local art scene?
No.
He taught in Vancouver. And,
well, he was moved to the island, too, Vancouver Island. He was in Burnaby for some time, and he was mostly in touch with me about the environment.
Mm, oh, really?
Yes. Because of, I guess, was it Shell Oil?
Okay.
He lived near there, and he was very angry about the pollution. And we agreed on that. But, yeah, Shadbolt was in Burnaby, but he was mainly, his wife wrote a book on Emily Carr.
Mm-hmm.
And she was involved with the Vancouver Art Gallery, and Shadbolt was, I don't think he had a show. Maybe he had a show at the Art Gallery. I don't remember.
Someone told me that Jack Shadbolt moved to Burnaby so he could have privacy and seclusion.
Yeah, he was not that well known, you know, actually. You know, and I have never given up. And people, you know, people say to me, oh, what great talent. I said, it's not talent, it's just hard work.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to work every day. It's mm-hmm. just like a pianist. If you don't practice, and a ballet dancer, they don't do their bar exercises one day, you know, they have to do it every day. And in art too, I was working from the model 4 or 5 times a week. And when I went to Douglas College, when they opened, it's now Kwantlen, I was their first student.
Oh, sorry, was that in New Westminster? Or
no,
Surrey?
Surrey.
Oh, I went
there.
There.
And I was twice the age or older than most of the students, and I was ashamed of my work. I'd stayed in the, I didn't want anybody to see my work, but out of that graduating class, there were only 3 or 4 that became professional artists, and I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I worked very hard.
Mm-hmm. And you're still producing.
Yeah, so I think you get there by working hard. I met Sheila Kincaid, who had a lot to do with the art gallery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a street named Kincaid.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she was very instrumental about the Burnaby Art Gallery, and she was the curator at one time.
I was just going to sort of ask, maybe as by way of winding things down, how important having a dedicated art space and art gallery was in encouraging arts in Burnaby.
Yeah. Yeah, they also, you know, have involved in some classes and workshops where they invite people in, you know, to watch the printmaking process. I became a printmaker too.
Mm-hmm.
That was my best subject, but it was too hard work, you know, I couldn't do it anymore. But these are my etchings up there,
yeah.
The two. That's one. Probably I won't sell that for less than $500. I have none left. The whole edition is gone. And that one there.
I guess, so, too, over your time, you've seen a real rise in popular art and poster-type reproductions.
Yeah.
I guess that wasn't maybe quite as... photography was around, been around for a while, but when you first started on your visual arts career, was there more original art, do you think, available?
Yeah, well, nobody was doing digital art.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just read a letter from Robert Genn, who's one of the most famous artists. Well-known internationally artist. He does not live in Vancouver. He wrote that digital art still is not quite the same. It maybe could be more perfected, but it is not the same as something you produce by hand.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of cheating going on also.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, great artists will always probably sell their work if they are promoted enough, but now there is a great chance in classes. But I was actually basically pioneering life drawing at the Burnaby Art Center I guess in the early 70s. I know the first workshop, I was the only one that showed up, and I had hired a black model. And then they were not going to continue, but I talked them into it, and they continued, and it grew. And I had big classes. There was not much going on in Vancouver even. There was Vancouver School of Art, had Life Drawing, and Burnaby Art Center. And I don't know of any other places, maybe some little groups. But I had one man come, his name was Gerald Kelly. And he was very critical of my lighting. I was in Studio A, it's all windows to the west. Good light, we were there from, I think from 1 until 5, we had 4 hours. And he was always complaining. He wanted the fluorescent lights on. I said, fluorescent light kills the tone. And eventually I said, we'll take a vote, Jerry, we will take a vote. And they voted him out. And he walked away. He was angry with me, and he started Basic Inquiry. They have 9 life drawing sessions per week. It's the place in Vancouver. All the animators come there, and they fill up to 18, you know, sometimes on a Sunday workshop. They have 2 workshops on Sunday, 1 on Monday, a portraiture one that I ran for years. Some days there are 2. Anyway, at least 9 or 10 workshops.
So if you had this sort of emptiness when you first arrived, the emptiness from sort of missing the culture of where you grew up, has that been filled a little bit over the years?
Oh, yeah, you know, that I have, I'm so well known, you know, in Vancouver too. And in Burnaby, I have probably taught well, maybe up to 1,000 students. I've been teaching from 75, and I'm still teaching.
Well, it sounds like you were informally teaching even before that as well.
Yeah, I was teaching at South Burnaby High night school class. Actually, the school board gave me a lot of classes. I was fed up with the Burnaby Art Center because there was a woman there that was quite rude with me. I talked to her and I had a discussion with her. I was teaching lots of classes out of the Burnaby Art Center. And while I was talking to her, she walked away into another room and I had to follow her. And it insulted me. And I went to the school board and I got a lot of classes teaching for the school board. But I was also teaching out of the Burnaby Art Center and going into the schools after school and teaching classes. They were sponsored by the Burnaby Art Center, I guess. They paid the fee. I don't know whether they paid the school board or however it worked. But I was teaching lots of classes at all kinds of Burnaby schools, including the one up on Caribou Hill. I don't know this. That's in an school. Elementary school.
And this is, are we talking 1970s-ish?
Well, late 70s, probably, early 80s.
Well, you've done an awful lot of work, it sounds, in sort of adding this cultural infusion to the area.
Yeah, and I got to meet a lot of people. You know, I got to really, I had always a waiting list, people waiting to get into my classes and in the studio. And I only started the studio classes because the civic workers were on strike and they were, you know, and they closed the Burnaby Art Center. I had no access. They were picketing. And so the students phoned me, why can't we come to your studio? And I had built the studio about 75, I guess, the first studio. I have 2 studios upstairs, if you want to see them.
Sure, we can have a peek after.
Yeah.
Well, Ingeborg, I wonder if we've been having you talk here for quite some time now. I'd like to thank you very much for sharing your memories of your earlier years in Burnaby and your cultural and artistic activities here as well. So thanks very much.
I'm always can have no trouble talking.